Big Bay Mornings on 99.7 Now. And joining us is our resident doctor. Dr. Bay is in the house.
Hey.
Sort of in the house.
Yeah.
Remotely, right?
Good morning, Dr. Bay. Thank you for being here. First and foremost, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. All is well here at 2100 Webster Street.
All right. And right now, you're still alone at 2100 Webster Street, but phase two is starting soon?
Yeah. We have employees here. We're training them, getting ready for when that day when we can reopen officially to in-person visitors. Right now, you know, we're still doing virtual consults and things, though.
So let's talk about, so as of Monday, we're moving into phase two in San Francisco and a few other counties in terms of reopening, right? So like some retail can open for pickup and manufacturing. And I guess in your opinion, what does that mean for the city and businesses? And then yours specifically, what's going on with you?
Well, with my side business of my flower shop, I can start selling flowers again. I'm really happy about that.
Oh, you and Chad can get into business together.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, what it means is that we can start doing non-essential surgery, actually. That's what the report that came out of the Department of Public Health yesterday or the day before, saying that starting on Monday the 18th, as long as the numbers continue to stay flat or trend down, then we can start non-essential surgery on Monday. And that's not just us. That's, you know, hospitals, everybody around the Bay Area. And we actually, I get reports every day from the local hospital as far as the numbers, and they continue to trend down. I mean, they're always hovering around 14 or 15 cases around three hospitals that I have privileges at. So I'm actually not just guessing it. I'm not just going outside, like, looking to see if things look better. I'm actually getting some data that I'm following, and it shows that things are flattened or lowering. And so that's why we feel comfortable. That being said, it won't be business as usual, which a lot of people have heard, you know, the term the new normal. We're going to, like, we have employees that are always wearing face masks. I'm always wearing face masks. We have been seeing post-op patients through this whole time just because that's something that has to be essential at some point. But I've been wearing masks when I'm seeing those patients. But starting on Monday, we'll be able to start doing non-essential surgery. We're checking patients' temperatures. We're having patients go out to the local testing centers, which California actually has a lot of testing centers now that people can go get tested for free. So all of our pre-op patients are going to get tested for the PCR testing just to see if there's any viral RNA from the virus in their body. And then when they get here, after we check their temperature, we're actually doing rapid antibody tests on them beforehand. So we're taking all the precautions we possibly can.
Speaking of, right now, non-essential surgery and stuff like that, are you hearing from a lot of people that might have gained that quarantine 15 or haven't been able to keep up with their Botox or fillers or whatever? I mean, are people itching to get back in and kind of get back to doing the regular thing?
Right. Yeah, they really are. It's kind of interesting how when this first started, for the first few weeks, things were really quiet. Nobody was calling in about anything. They were just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. Maybe a few calls here and there, but definitely not a lot at the beginning of all this. But as it's dragged on, as it's continued on, people are starting to get more and more antsy. And now we have lots of people calling in wanting to do these, considering operations that they've been considering for years. And now, yes, they're more motivated now because, yes, they've gained a few pounds here and there. And so we are definitely having kind of an onslaught of more phone calls, people interested, people scheduling virtual consults. Oh, that's the other thing I should clarify, that we're still, even after this is all, we start officially reopening or whatever, we're still going to do virtual consults because it's really just more convenient for the patient and it's reducing the need for them to make the trip in and come into the building and things like that.
That's pretty cool. See, look at that, the new norm. This is something moving forward you'll be doing.
Correct, yeah, and that's it's a good thing, and it really is. I mean, obviously, you're always trying to look for a silver lining. Obviously, this has been really sad. A lot of people have died and things like that, but if we're trying to find a silver lining, there will be a lot of things just for customers that'll be a lot more convenient. You know, food delivery is better now than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
People being able to get shop from the curb and things like that, that's more convenient. And same thing with us, we'll be able to do virtual consults. And it's just more convenient for people, which is nice. I mean, since the name of the game is always about customer service.
Well, and now that people do maybe have a little more time to think about this, maybe they're off, maybe, you know, they have some time to recover, how would they reach you and how would they get pricing for any services that they want?
Sure. If anybody's looking to talk to us, they can DM us on Instagram at RealDrBae, RealDrBae. They can reach us that way. They can check out our website, realdrbae.com. But, yeah, they can check pricing on our website. They can reach out to us. We even have the ability of texting now in our office. Think about that. Like, doctor's offices, usually you had to call them and talk to someone. Now you can actually just text us, which that number is 415-923-3005. But it's just kind of cool how it's very easy to communicate with patients these days. The 21st century, it's some things are good, some things are bad. But
right.
Texting has definitely been a nice patient satisfier.
And I think you mentioned that the last time. We might be in luck here as we reopen, you know, and go forward. Is doctor visits are going to be easier for us because you guys are going to get to the point to where everything is so efficient via text or, you know, like virtual consults and stuff like that. There's not going to be the wait times that were happening before.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, so first off, we'll have patients fill out paperwork online before they even come in. So that way you're not having to come in and sit in the waiting room and fill out paperwork there. And then when you get to the office, you'll be brought straight back to the exam room after you've gotten your temperature checked, and the building already requires that you have a face mask on when you come in. So people won't be waiting at all. They'll come straight back to the exam room, which is kind of a nice thing. I mean, think about how many people have complained over how many decades and years about waiting in doctors' waiting rooms. Well, that is over. You don't have to. That is officially over now.
Well, there it is. Dr. Bay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. And one more time, let's give out that Instagram handle and your website.
Sure. Real Dr. Bay. It's RealDrBae, not BAY. RealDrBay.com and RealDrBay on Instagram. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Bay.